MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy once again today, chance of showers, temperatures in the low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:38 p.m. Police are investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Salem. WFXT-TV is reporting this morning that the accident happened late last night on Highland Avenue. No additional details are available at this time. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will visit Lynn today at the Lynn Vocational and Technical High School with AFT National President Randy Weingarten. They will be participating on a panel for Leeds Pitch Day, along with Mayor Jared Nicholson. In Lynn political news, the Daily Item is reporting today that Roger Garcia, a local businessman, will be running for city councilor at large this fall. Garcia, along with his brother, own April's Restaurant in Lynn and April's 2 in Salem. Traffic was backed up big time early yesterday afternoon on the northbound side of the Lynnway. The Daily Item reports that there was a two-vehicle crash at 12:30 p.m. that resulted in a rollover, but there were no serious injuries. Police have arrested a 19-year-old who was accused of firing a gun during a fight near Revere Beach over the Memorial Day weekend. WCVB-TV is reporting that Deshaun Talou of Malden was arrested and faces several charges in the incident that resulted in a girl getting injured in that shooting. On Beacon Hill, the Senate has put out a plan for tax relief that calls for additional credit for housing, child care, renters, seniors, and an overhaul of the estate tax. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that they have rejected the governor's plan to cut business taxes. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger recently told MSO News that they're still looking to hire at their Middleton facility. They recently lowered the hiring age to 19.
Some folks like that. Some folks, you know, a little bit critical of it. But we're looking at the individual. We're looking to make sure that individual is mature enough and able to come in and do the job. We run our own correctional academy up in Northern Essex Community College up in Haverhill. We rent space from them. So we do a thorough background check. So we do have a class going in a week from Monday. As of right now, we have 27 individuals who are going in there, which is pretty good for us. We graduated a class of 12 about 2 weeks ago, which was a little, well, that is low for us. We're still down probably 50, 60 bodies. And we have a lot of retirements always coming up, but, to come work here, we offer a $2,500, sign-on bonus. If you work second or third shift, you have $68,000 to start, and that's probably going to go up July 1 with a contract improvement on the salary. If they want to go to school, they go to a state facility. There's up to 100% tuition remission program.
Essex County Sheriff Coppinger. And the 2023 Rockport Chamber Music Festival kicks off tonight at the Shalin Lu Performance Center on Water Street in Rockport. Tonight they will feature the Dover Quartet and guests. We have added a link on this post to Rockport Music so that you can view all the upcoming events. Sports is next with Bill Newell on an undefeated local team that continues to win in the MIAA tournament.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Guardians last night in Cleveland, 10-3. They lose the series 2-1. Tonight they open up a series in New York against the Yankees. MIAA tournament news in boys lacrosse yesterday in D1. St. John's Prep topped Wellesley 16-1. In D2, Marblehead doubled up Milton
16-8.
Up 9-0 at the half, Marblehead gave up 4 straight goals to open up the second half. Marblehead coach John Wilkins.
That little oomph that you need. I think they were very dialed in warm-ups. This whole week has been great. Second half, not so much, came out flat. I think we got a little too low of confidence. And it was a good learning moment for them.
What happened in that? When they scored 4 straight goals?
Yeah, I mean, lacrosse is a game of runs. It's a game of momentum. And that team, you know, scored a couple goals to get the momentum back. And then, luckily, we didn't panic and, settle down, control the ball, and get it back.
Did you make any adjustments in between that third and fourth quarter to get the momentum back, or...?
Yeah, I mean, it was just basically to calm down. I think on defense, we were pushing it a little bit. You know, in the first half, everybody was playing with their feet, which was good, and talking. We got away from that for about, you know, 6-7 minutes of the third quarter. And when you start doing that, bad things happen.
Now, we just went over the stats. Baxter with the 6 goals today.
Yep.
I know he's had a strong season for you guys, but probably hasn't had a lot of games where he scores that much. I mean, what did you see?
He had a good game today. Usually he can get us a couple goals a game. To get 6 is really good, and he's facing off, so he's a workhorse. I mean, he had a couple nice assists there.
Marblehead coach John Wilkins, they're now 20-0 on the season. Baxter Jennings with 6 goals, and this week Connor Cronin of Marblehead broke the team's single-season scoring record. This is Cronin on the game.
So, you know, we just had to come in here and, you know, we had a great practice yesterday. I felt like offense was really moving the ball around nicely, long possessions. So we kind of translated that over to today and, you know, came out hot, which is good. And, you know, 9-0 lead, it's tough to come back from that. I mean, we might not have had the best start of the second half, but that 9-0 lead really helped us out. So coming out fast is huge.
Marblehead football lost to Milton in the playoffs back last fall. We have a complete post-up on this Marblehead game and local sports scores from yesterday's tournament action. And finally, former Channel 5 sports anchor and Swampscott native Mike Lynch was inducted into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame last night. You can hear Mike and Bob Lobel today on our website with their Boston Sports podcast right here on msonewsports.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.